Craig Morgan in the studio with us, along with Allie's daughter, and of course, Allie, has Craig ever told you the story of, okay, first there's a couple of them. The time that he knocked Patrick out, he choked him out, and he passed out and started snoring.
I have heard that.
We thought that he was gone. And then,
by the way, dead people don't snore, so probably,
you know, that's a great book title.
Dead people don't snore.
That's right, it's a good one. And then there's a time we called him. We were like right outside of Dixon, or we were going to Dixon for something. This is the weirdest thing ever.
Driving through, you know, not too far from you guys' house.
And so we called him, and we're like, hey, man, we're in town. Let's get you and get together and do lunch. He's like, yeah, man, hey, that sounds good. I'm over there at such and such at 12:30. Okay, cool. Yeah, I won't be there. It'll be Karen. It'll be my wife. But y'all go ahead and go on over there. I'll call her. We're like, no, it's good. Click.
I'm like, dude, I don't know. Your mom to go.
And we had never had we met Karen.
No,
at that point?
Of course not.
To go and hang out with these random dudes. Oh,
it was like the weirdest cheat session ever. Like, hey, are you Karen? Yeah. Okay. Hey. Yeah. Hi. It's Baba.
It was so awkward, and we're just sat there and with breadsticks talking about Craig. That's what we did the entire time.
It's not the weirdest thing she's done though. We had
show for her is weird.
The show is super weird for
like
her.
She don't like this. She don't like doing the show at all. The
cameras,
and
interviews,
yet
like
she's awesome because she's so honest. You know,
yeah. Right?
Sometimes to the detriment of mine.
Yeah, one time Dad was like, "Hey, I need you to go meet this guy at this gas station. He's got a flamethrower for you," and she was "What?" Turns out the guy with the flamethrower is my neighbor in Kentucky, and he was like, I just met Craig Morgan's wife with a flamethrower, and I was like, hold on, whose wife? He was like, Craig Morgan, the singer, and I was like, we need to talk.
That is great.
I'm like, I can't go meet this, but you meet this guy and pick something up for me? She's like, yeah, what is it? I'm like, just meet the guy. What am I picking up? A flamethrower. I need you to get the flamethrower. Don't ask questions.
If there's no fuel in it, you're good.
Yeah, no fuel. No.
See, you ask why we have a TV show.
Do you remember a few years ago when we switched up? We decided we needed somebody to be the country person that embodies all of those Chuck Norris jokes.
Oh, right.
And without a doubt, we all went, oh, it's Craig. Yeah, it's Craig. Craig Morgan drives an ice cream truck filled with deer heads. Craig Morgan's beard doesn't have a chin behind it. It has another fist.
That's you. Yeah, that's
Craig,
you, Craig.
Craig Morgan doesn't sleep. He waits.
That's right.
You
know?
You are that guy. Situation where, like,
that's
who do
good.
We know that has a flamethrower? Out of probably
Craig. Craig. Yeah.
Craig, you have a flamethrower? Yeah.
Oh my God. We did meet a guy.
I got three.
We did meet a guy at Starbucks the other day to pick up like 600 pounds of elk meat.
Yeah.
So that happened.
That sounds.
Dude, the funniest thing was when we had Kip Moore was in, and he was like, "Yeah, you know," he was all puffed up about how rugged.
We were having prepper talk.
Yeah, he was.
Oh,
all,
yeah.
He was.
Right.
He was super prepper, and he was like, "Oh, listen, man, when it goes out, you guys, I'm the one. Y'all go."
You
want to
be with me?
You
want to
be with me?
We had a draft. Like, who do we pick as our one guy we can call? And without it, all three of us went, I want Craig.
Craig.
And he was so offended. He was like, wait, none of y'all going to pick me? Yeah. No, because we know Craig.
So we called Craig. Kip's in here. We called Craig. We're like, dude, listen, now I'm close. And so he says, hey, Craig, it's Kip. Yeah, so I hear that you're prepared and all that stuff. He's like, yeah. He goes, well, I think I can hang with you. And Craig's like, oh, really? So you have like multiple bug out bags that are buried in every state or totally blue.
How many caches do you have?
You guys laugh, but my brother and I both have a bug out bag in our house just so we can make it to Dixon should something ever
look at
happen.
How proud he is.
Get to
Craig
that.
Has
so
both hands
happy.
In the air.
So proud right
fingers
now.
Fingers raised.
Proudest
so
moment of his life.
Proud.
That's what I give up for Christmas.
Like MREs
Merry
and
Christmas, kids.
Empty water
here's
bottles.
A, yeah. Merry Christmas, kids. Here's some freeze-dried food and a box of bullets.
Speaking of MREs, they have new pizza ones now.
Oh.
Yes, they do.
Yes, nice. No more stroganoff for you.
I love
how do you
stroganoff.
Warm that pizza? With a rock or something.
Yeah.
That's right.
Go the rock.
Okay, so you got the TV show. You got the wine. How do people get the wine?
Lot18.com.
Lot 18.
It's called
18.
Old Tattoo.
Okay.
The label is literally my tattoo off of my arm.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the label.
That's cool.
And I just recorded, you know, you got, I don't know, I didn't even tell you, we even talked about that. That's really funny. Believe it or not, I'm still singing.
Oh, are you an artist? I didn't even know.
Been in the studio for the last 2-3 days working on new music, and one of the songs I recorded, a song I wrote called Old Tattoo.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, so we expect new music sometime?
Yeah.
Soonish?
Yeah, in the next couple months. You guys will be probably the first to get it. You
know, okay.
Just
okay.
Say that. It is difficult. It's really hard, and I haven't been doing anything really outside of shows. I've still been touring.
And you're still doing the all the outdoor shows as well.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, we're doing those things. But as far as, you know, the marketing music and the media, we've kind of held back until we started doing the show because it was difficult. But I will tell you, I've really been looking to this because I love you guys, and y'all make me laugh. And that's a very important thing,
yeah.
Especially when we're dealing with something like this. So to laugh is a very good medicine.
Yeah.
And so I want to say thank you.
Well, thank you, man. And I can't wait till you come in once a week to give us those tips.
I won't do once a week.
Hey, it's Craig Morgan. You know, you can use old coffee grounds as fertilizer. So that's what we're going to do today.
And also this week on Craig Morgan's Survival Tips.
If you rub it with water, you can use it as face paint and camo.
Look at me, Wolverine.
Hey, don't laugh. We take the coffee and put it in with some water and a little bit of alcohol or bleach and let it set for a little while, and it makes a great stain for the cabinets.
Just get out of here. Oh, my God. Seriously, oh, my God. What happened to you? What in the world happened to you?
Hey, that's the way I stained my countertops in my cabin in Alaska. I used coffee grounds.
Of course you did. I want to see that, actually. Yeah, actually I kind of would, actually.
That's your next,
you know, wake fun, but actually.
I'll send you a picture.
Sounds good. Alice, good to see you. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for putting up with us.
Tell everyone else we said hi. Check it out. March 1st, Thursdays, starting March 1st on the Up Network, Morgan Family Strong. It is a great show that you're going to absolutely love. Kind of get some behind the scenes
stuff. Set your DVR.
Set them up and watch it. And check him out on Twitter, too. C Morgan Music, @C Morgan Music.